Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Word. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Cesar Gutierrez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Niekro. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Niekro. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Campanis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Bunker. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Wally Bunker. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley takes first base on ball four. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stanley moves to second. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe catches it and throws to first to double up Otis. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oliver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oliver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kirkpatrick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gutierrez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Keough now playing right field. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keough. Niekro reaches second base with a double. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keough. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Niekro scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. Stanley moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cash is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Wright now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Oliver fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rooker pinch hits for Ken Wright. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to first for the out. Hernandez moves to second. Two outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Schall now playing third base. Jim Rooker now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutierrez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Niekro bunts in front of the plate. Campanis fields it and throws to first for the out. Gutierrez moves to second. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keough. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Gutierrez scores. McAuliffe moves to third. It's 5-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McAuliffe scores. Stanley moves to third. Kaline moves to second. It's 6-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Otis reaches second base with a double. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella strikes out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall hits a line drive into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Campanis for a passed ball. Freehan moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keough. Wirt reaches second base with a double. Freehan moves to third. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gutierrez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freehan scores. Wirt moves to third. Gutierrez moves to second. It's 7-0, Tigers. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Niekro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. McAuliffe reaches second base with a double. Wirt scores. There goes Gutierrez trying to get to home. Otis throws the ball into Hernandez, who relays the ball to Campanis, who tags Gutierrez, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. It's 8-0, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McAuliffe. The throw from Campanis and he is safe. McAuliffe steals third. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis is 0-for-1 in the game. Campanis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw juggles the ball. That's an error on Shaw. Horton moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wirt strikes out. Two outs. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 0-for-1 in the game. Rooker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wirt. Rooker moves to second. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-1 in the game. Keough hits a line drive into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rooker moves to third. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-2 in the game. Piniella hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-2, Tigers. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Tigers. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Royals 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Niekro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. he's got two RBIs. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Campanis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanis is 0 for 2 in the game. Campanis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rooker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rooker is 0 for 2 in the game. Rooker hits a line drive towards the mound. Necro reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Royals 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 2 in the game. Keough hits a line drive into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Necro covering, for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Necro covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Royals 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Frien hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Wirt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gutierrez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wirt moves to second. Joe Necro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Necro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Necro hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Wirt moves to third. Gutierrez moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Adair fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Shaw hits a line drive towards third. Wirt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up towards short. Gutierrez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.